Hello and welcome to Thought for May the 16th. Our readings are Deuteronomy 33 and 34, Isaiah chapter 6, and Colossians chapters 3 and 4. And our thought is, your life is hidden. Paul told the Colossians that you have died and your life is hidden. What does he mean? Are we clear in understanding the sense in which they had died and how their life was now hidden? If we meditate on the first four verses of the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians, we will be richly repaid. But first we look back at chapter 2 and its reference to believers having been buried with him in baptism, verse 12, and the equally significant words, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God. We are now ready to more fully see the significance of the opening words of chapter 4. If then you have been raised with Christ. Do we tend to omit the word if? Do we have any doubt we have been raised in a spiritual sense? Reborn is another way of putting it. Remember the conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus in the night. See John 3 verse 3. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you have been born again. Coming back to Paul, he makes the point that those raised with Christ seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And in seeking them, they and ourselves must set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. If we fully set our minds in this way, we will realize we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. And the outcome will be wonderful. For when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. If our life is not hidden in this sense, then we will not appear with him in glory. Paul tells the Colossians that they once walked, verse 7, in the wrong way, and so did we. But now, we pray, we have put on, or are in the process of putting on, the character of Christ. Paul describes this, among other things, as compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, in verse 12. In these things, we show that our life is hidden. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that that Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.